Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to Earth Science 2150, officially called the Solar System, but in reality, a pretty broad-based course that's really an introduction to planetary science. Now, we're just going to demonstrate a few things and give you a little bit of orientation in this presentation, just mostly to show you how we're going to approach this teaching project and how you're going to participate in it. So, at this point, you should be looking at the first slide in the PDF presentation that has the same name as this podcast, which is Orientation Module 1. And as we go through this presentation, I'm periodically going to make a very distinctive sound which will tell you to change the slide and then tell you which slide we're at. And then I'll discuss each slide in sequence and then move on through it. So you should be able to go back and forth through it as you choose, and maybe even skip a few things if you choose as well. So let's just try this out first of all. The current slide change sound is a bit more sophisticated than in previous years, and it sounds like this. So if you like, you can change the slide right now. And that'll bring you to slide 2. So slide 2 just welcomes you to the course and also asks this question, do you know where we are? So this is a photograph that's taken by the Voyager 1 spacecraft back in 1990 as it was on its way out to the outer regions and beyond of the solar system. So can you find the Earth in that photograph? Can you see where it is? Because one of the things that will happen to you as you go through this course is that you will feel quite insignificant at times in the vastness of space and the solar system and everything beyond it. So have a look for a moment or two. I'll just keep it there for a moment or two so you can think about it. And I think most of you can probably figure out where it is. So let's just have a look. Next slide. So we're now on slide 3, and that shows you where the Earth is. It's that little tiny blue dot in the middle of the photograph there. And that grey band that surrounds it is just dust, really. It's nothing connected to the Earth. It just happens to be in that spot, which in this case makes it easier to find. So what this orientation presentation is about is primarily to give you some information about how the course is presenting and the learning methods that we use. And also to give you some practical advice on this course about getting started with it, and also how to do well in it, how to succeed in your effort with this course. So let's just take a little step backward for a couple of years first and just think about how the current version of this course develops, and I think you'll understand it a little better. So now it's time to change the slide again. So now you're on slide 4. Now I'm sure you all remember this stuff, the coronavirus, fears of this, social distancing, masking, and all this sort of stuff. Most of you are probably in high school when some of this developed. Well, luckily, it's no longer with us. But it certainly had an impact on education, and that includes this course and many at MUN too. Some of those impacts were not very positive, but some of them, in retrospect, were quite good. And one of these was the development of new methods to bring course material to students and to help them to learn without actually having to be physically present in a classroom. And some of those things are good. And so we've tried to keep the good aspects of this and get rid of some of the bad aspects of this. So we do have in-person classes, but we do also have all of this material available to you online. So you can do this course without ever coming to class if that is your preference. So let's just have a look at the next slide and give you a little bit more detail on this. We're now on slide 5. So what do we really mean by this? Well, we will have regular classes on Wednesdays from 7 in the evening till about 8:30 or a little bit beyond. These will give you overviews of topics in the course. It'll talk about space news, latest news developments in planetary science. It'll also give you a chance to discuss things too. All that stuff's going to be available online. And there will also be online question and answer and discussion sessions that will be held most weeks for those of you who can't make it to class and still want to talk about things. There are more detailed classes on each module in this course that cover the information in more detail with more explanation. Typically, there's 2 of those classes per module. They're not going to be given in person, but they will be available on the website. You can look at these on your own schedules, basically. All of the assignments in this course and all of the assessment quizzes are done online in Brightspace, MUN's learning system, and they're all done within defined time slots for completion. So you can complete all these things outside of normal class hours, or you can do them during class hours when we're finished with the verbal part of the classes too. Other stuff will also be done through Brightspace as well. So we're going to use Brightspace a lot. You may as well get familiar with using this because a lot of courses depend on it too. I will stress at the end that everyone's welcome to in-person classes and everyone's welcome to come to online discussion sessions as well if they wish. But you don't have to come to in-person classes in order to do this course. So that's a quick explanation of how it works. What you need are these PDF files of presentations. You need the podcast files, the MP3 files, and you can figure out how to do it according to your own preference. So let's take a look again at the next slide now. Now to slide 6. MP3 files are available. You can put those on your phone. You can put them on your iPod. If you still have an iPod, you can listen to them at your convenience and where you please. You can listen to them on the bus if you choose, or anywhere you like. Class presentations are Adobe PDF documents. These are not large files. You can download them ahead of time. They have the same names as the podcast files, and they will provide the visual information that you need. And we gave this a name back in 2020, the first time we did this with the course. We called it Radio Solar System. And that name has sort of stuck, and I didn't think at the time that we'd still be doing this 4 years later, but we are, because there's a lot of practical advantages to giving you material in this way. It makes the course more accessible to people, and makes it easier for people to do. And it keeps the good stuff too. So, now to the next slide. That's slide 7. The advantage of doing it this way is that it makes it easy for you. Making video lectures is terribly difficult. It's very time-consuming and very cumbersome, and the files are huge. So this way we can use small files that you can use easily. You can probably do this course on your phone if you like. And we're also able to bring in students from Grenfell College on the west coast of the island and from other locations worldwide as well. So you can really choose yourself how you want to do this. You can do it one way, you can do it online, you can come in person, or you can have a mixture of the two. It's entirely up to you. Next slide, please. Slide 8. This is an old photo. This is a very early rocket pictured with Dr. Robert Goddard, who now has a space center named for him in the United States. I believe it's in Texas, but I'm not absolutely sure about that. The point here is that these early rockets, these experimental things, were pretty low tech. But that's the same design that eventually took people to the moon in the 1960s. And the modern rockets that Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson and people like that are trying to fly are really not that different in their operational principles. They're relatively low-tech in a lot of respects. And they work. And this is low-tech in a lot of respects, but it does seem to work. People seem to like it, so we're sticking with it. Next slide, please. Slide 9. Where will you get materials? Well, you probably should know this by now. You're going to get most of these materials from Brightspace. Brightspace is sometimes called D2L. That was its original name. It stood for Desire to Learn. Those of us who work with it from the professor perspective often used to call it Difficult to Learn because it is quite cumbersome at times. But it's a very powerful tool. To get there, you can just get there from MUN's homepage, choose online learning. You can find your courses. You'll find this course easily enough. It's got a picture of the 8 planets there. When you log into the course site, whenever you go into that course site, the first thing you should do is look at news and announcements. It's important to do that because that's where I'm going to communicate a lot of stuff about the course on a regular basis. And if you then go to course content in Brightspace, you'll see a variety of different modules, 13 in total, that have the files that you'll need for the course. And most of the files that you need to do this course are already there now. You can download them and you can work through them at your own pace as you choose. There are things that will be added to the course as we go through, which I'll explain in a moment. Next slide. This one's slide 10. Yes, materials available in advance. I think I just told you that. Unfortunately, you can't download it all in bulk. There doesn't seem to be a way to do this from Brightspace. So what you're going to have to do is kind of work ahead a little bit, download some files for the next bit of the course and look at them when you want to. I do recommend that you work ahead as much as possible. That will really help you. And don't fall behind in this course. Next slide then. Okay, this is slide 11. Are we going to add things to the Brightspace site as we go? The answer is yes, but not a whole lot of stuff. Most of the stuff is already there. But we are going to place some things up there that relate to research developments in planetary science. They will appear. It's possible that some of the overview classes may change if I decide to alter them shortly before giving them in person. It's not likely, but if that happens, I will let you know. So there is material that will be added there, and obviously things that relate to assignments and things like that related to the course will be added as we go through. They're not there in advance. Next slide, then. Slide 12. Well, I doubt that any of you has seen a computer that looks like the one on the top yet, but there was a time when they were the most advanced things that we had, and we thought they were really amazing. Anyway, you're going to need a computer, a laptop of some kind. You may not really need to have a computer all the time. The phone is quite good for doing a lot of stuff in this course, from what I understand. There are some guidelines for online learning. There's a link there that tells you what you might need to have. You're going to need internet access, obviously. You can get internet access, of course, on campus if you don't have it at home. So that's basically what you're going to need to do this course. And you're going to need your imagination and a desire to learn, and also a desire to keep up with the material too. So what else do we need for this course? Next slide. Okay, so this is slide 13. Well, you need to be able to look at PDF files. You know what a PDF file is? The free Adobe Acrobat Reader program is one of your best bets. It's out there. It means you can put notes in there. You can basically highlight things and do various other things to help you with your learning. And, of course, you need to be able to listen to MP3 files, which presumably you can do because you're listening to this one. You can do it on your computer, and you can certainly do it on phones and tablets and pretty much anything. You're also going to need to be able to edit and create files in Microsoft Word format, Doc or DocX extensions. And this is because when you eventually have to send things into me, I'm going to need it in that format or in PDF format in order to be able to read it. Now, as a student at MUN, you get Microsoft Word for free, basically. You can get access to it through your computer. So there's no excuse not to have that portion of it. So what else are you going to need to do this course? To the next slide, slide 14. Well, there is a textbook for this course. This is it here by Seeds and Backman. This is a recommended textbook. It's an e-text with some access to other learning resources. I would say that people pass this course quite frequently without having a text, okay? But the text is certainly very, very useful. People who've done really well in this course have usually had the textbook, and they've usually read quite a lot of it too, which is also important. It's a very good book. It's very well written. It's easy to understand, and it's very well illustrated. So I certainly do recommend it. But I will say that any kind of astronomy, solar system type textbook from the last few years is probably just as useful for this course as this one, although they may not be as ideal. So I'll give you some information about that separately. You can find some of these things online too. But do consider getting the textbook. It is a route to good information that will really help you with this course. So let's move along. What's next? Next slide, slide 15 here. Well, what's in this course? What's it all about? Well, the main focus of this course, of course, is the solar system, and particularly the eight planets in the solar system. There are only eight planets now. There used to be nine. Now, only one module in this course actually concerns the Earth. It's an Earth science course, but the Earth is only a small part of it. We're also going to talk about the Sun. It's a big part of the solar system. And we will go further afield, too. We'll talk about exoplanets. These are planetary systems associated with other stars, and also some aspects of stellar astronomy that are relevant. Now, we need to have some science background in order to deal with this stuff. And it's my assumption that pretty much all of you have some high school science background. It's also my assumption that a good many of you have probably forgotten that material. So we're going to need to understand some of these basic principles, and you should expect some physics and chemistry in this course at various intervals. And there's also going to be some earth science in this course too. And part of the course does provide some overview of basic earth science principles and a revision of some science principles that are important. So those are in what's called Module 2 in this course, and some of you are definitely going to need to take a look at this. Next slide, please. Some specifics. Mostly I told you this before. We'll talk about the development of ideas in astronomy and planetary science. We're going to talk about 4.5 billion years of solar system history, such as we understand it. We'll talk about other worlds in the solar system. We're going to find out what we know and what we don't need, what we don't know and what we need to find out. And you will discover that when we get to places like the outer solar system, we actually know very little about many of these places. We're going to apply knowledge from the Earth to understanding other worlds within the solar system, but we're also going to apply our knowledge of the solar system to understanding our history of the Earth too. We're going to talk about life on Earth as well, which is a very important factor in the planet that we call home. And also, of course, about the possibilities for life elsewhere in the solar system and maybe in places well beyond the solar system. So where we're going, literally, is the outer frontier of what we call natural science. And there aren't any other courses at MUN that I know of, really, that have a journey like this built into them. So there's a lot of interesting stuff in here, and you're going to travel some immense distances in this course as well. To the next slide, please. Okay, how is this course structured? Well, there's actually 13 modules in this course, but I would say better to think of it as having two bits to it, two parts. The first part of it talks about the history of solar system science and understanding it. It talks about methods that we use in planetary science, and it touches on topics that really apply to the entire solar system. Things like planetary motions, energy in the solar system, models for the formation of the solar system. The second section of the course is a bit more like a tourist trip, really. It's a grand tour through the planets of the solar system and a number of other objects. And it ends up with a discussion about the possibilities for life elsewhere than Earth in the universe. So module two, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, gives you some background on science concepts and Earth science concepts. And for some of you, this is going to be a very important part of the course. It's something you really need to do first of all. And I would recommend it really for all of you in the course, even if you think you know this stuff, just run through it because it doesn't hurt to have this revised, particularly when it comes to Earth science, because there are Earth science concepts in here that you may not have encountered if you didn't do any Earth science in high school. So to the next slide, which is slide 18. Why are we choosing to blend in-person and online learning? Well, I think I already talked about this. Really, it's to get the best of both worlds, okay? To open the course up to other people, to make it more flexible for you, and also to make it easier for us in some respects too. There may be some times when classes may be to be delivered remotely in this course. So we're trying to give you the best of both worlds. It's a little bit more work on our part, but I think you will benefit from it in the end. And now to some stuff that we need to talk about, but nobody really likes to think about. Next slide, please. What about assessments? What kinds of things are we going to ask you to do? Well, first of all, we're going to give you some modular quizzes. And if you've looked at the course outline, which you must look at, very importantly, you'll find that these are available from 8:30 to midnight on most Wednesdays. They don't start for a couple of weeks yet. Look at your schedule. They have to overlap with set class times. That's why they have this timing. However, I will stress that we can adjust that available window for students who have timing conflicts. So if you've got another course that time, or you've got a job that means you've got a shift at that time and you can't get out of it, you need to let us know, let me know, and I can adjust the timing for quizzes. I can adjust them within limits, of course, not necessarily for days or weeks, but I can adjust them. And the other good news is that we only keep six of those quiz scores. There'll be eight quizzes there, we're only going to keep six of those quiz scores. So technically you can miss a couple of them, and there's no danger of it affecting your marks. But I certainly don't recommend that you do that, because you want the best marks possible in there, and if you miss more than two, then you're going to end up with some zeros in your record, which you definitely do not want. Okay? So remember that. Check the course outline for when these things take place. You should know about them. You should have them marked down in your calendars. Next slide. What about exams? Well, we don't have a midterm exam. That's a bit of good news. We're going to give you some learning exercises through the course. I'll talk about those in a moment. And they're pretty easy marks if you complete them, and they'll help you do the studying. There is a final exam in this course. It's got two parts. One is a rather expanded online quiz, similar to the other ones, but just more questions. And the second part involves some take-home work, short answer pieces, which may involve some other things, perhaps like math. And we'll put the details out on that as we go through. That's not finalized at this point. So those are the most important things that you need to know about. Next slide. Slide 21 is actually a picture of me, or a picture of me a few years ago. I've got a little bit less hair now, I think. I'm available to discuss things. I can meet up in person if you want to. I can also discuss things by phone or by web conference as well. But you need to contact me and let me know, because I don't have regular hours at Memorial. I'm an adjunct professor, so I sort of come and go. I don't have other duties there. But you can get hold of me through email, through the Brightspace system, and I'll get back to you and we'll work things out. You should try to get to classes, because there's a chance to discuss things then. And you should also try to get to online discussion sessions if you're not coming to class, because we are there to help and offer advice as much as we can. Okay? But we can only do it if you come to us, really. So, let's have a look at the next slide. Okay, yes, this is slide 22. One of the things I do in this course that's a little bit different is I use some learning exercises that actually are crossword puzzles. And the idea here is to give you some clues that you can answer if you study the material that's required for an upcoming unit. And here's an example of some clues of the kinds of things that might be there. Now, we're not going to go through this right now, but I'll leave them here and you can look at them and think about them. So clue one is a large blue-green object. I'll give you an extra clue and tell you that it's a planet, and you can probably figure out the answer to that one. Okay? Two down, that's a bit more difficult. You probably won't get that one at this point, but we'll learn about that as we go through this course. And three across, well, that one should be easy enough to answer if you do a little Google search. Now, obviously, some of these crossword puzzles have clues that you can find answers to on the internet. That's fine with me. I don't mind that, as long as you find the answer somehow, and as long as you understand the answer as well. So the idea is to work through this material. You get a few marks for these when you complete the answer sheets, and you will also get through the material that you need to get through in order to understand the details of the course and understand things that are in exams or quizzes. So through the course of the semester, you'll be doing these things. Once again, there's eight of these, but we only keep six of the marks. So you can skip two of them without any impact, but I don't recommend doing that. I recommend that you do them because they'll help you do your studying. If you do your studying and learn the material, you should have no problem getting good marks on these. Okay, next slide. Okay, this is slide 23. Some other things to remember. That picture in the background is a landscape from Mars that could easily be a landscape on the Earth when you think about it. Stay up to date with studying. That's the most important piece of advice I can give. This course does have quite a lot of stuff in it, and it's very diverse in its nature, so you don't want to fall behind. If a quiz is a problem in terms of timing, get in touch ahead of time. We can adjust that timing to help you if you've got a conflict. That's not a problem. We just need to know. And I would say try to attend classes if you can, if you're here in St. John's, and or online discussions if you can't. It's there for your benefits, you know, and if you don't come, well, you can't get that benefit. And the last piece of advice is that this is a course where concepts are more important than just facts. Understanding why things are and understanding the reasons behind things is more important than understanding the details, like the names of all the satellites of Jupiter or things like that. That's not so critical. But important ideas are important in this course. So, what can you do to get started? Let's have a look at the next slide. Well, we've got some material on Brightspace already. If you look in the orientation module, you'll find some information. You'll find an example crossword. Okay? If you look on Brightspace, you'll find that there's an example quiz there already. It's a general knowledge kind of quiz. I don't expect that you'll know the answers to all of those questions, and you can repeat it as many times as you like, but it'll give you an example of the kinds of quizzes that we ask, the true-false questions and the multiple-choice questions. So you can have a look at those, get familiar with that. You can have a look at the crossword and see if you can solve the answers to that crossword. Once again, they're mostly general knowledge things, but you'll need to look up the answers for some of them. And that'll give you an idea of how this works. Now, the bad news is there's no marks for either of those things. They're non-credit exercises. They're just there for your orientation. Next slide, please. And so to slide 25, which is almost the end of this presentation. You really need to look at some documents that are present in the orientation module there. That's the course outline. And also a document called Read This First. I'll read this first, basically gives you some of the information that's in this orientation presentation. The course outline has important information. It's got dates for quizzes and other sorts of things like that in there. So you need to look at that in detail. Most of the questions you may have about the course will be answered if you look at the course outline document. And even if you're coming in person, you should look at these documents too. You need this information. You need to have this information. So to the next slide and the last slide. Slide 26. Well, I've never been to space, and I don't suppose I ever will, unless I happen to win a huge amount of money on the lottery and can afford to buy a seat on Jeff Bezos's rocket. But 20 years ago, I did actually attend a space shuttle launch. This isn't my photo, I wasn't this close to it, but it's certainly an unforgettable experience, I will tell you that. There's a great deal you can learn in this course, and there's a great deal to learn in this course, but it does take you to new places, and it takes you into a real frontier area in research. So if you're interested in it, make an effort to learn, and you will certainly have expanded horizons by the time you finish this course in December and get your final grade. So that's all I have to offer now in this orientation presentation. Have a look at the overview for Module 1, which is an introduction to the content of the course. And we will also then give you some information about Module 2, which is the background science information for the course, which is probably the first place you should go and look. Even if you feel you know this stuff, you should have a look through this material because you may not know as much as you think you do. Okay, thank you very much. Radio Solar System is signing off right now. We'll be back lots of times over the next few months.